Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, so we first let me apologize for the delay there this morning, having some technical difficulties over here with the internet, but we finally got through. But good morning and welcome to All About Entrepreneurs, where we are continuing our discussion, and let me certainly welcome my guest on today, and he'll be my guest tomorrow. Welcome to those of you who are also on the phone line. If you want me to open up your phone line, I'll just hit your number one key. But Dr. Hayward Horton, who was here with us also on Monday, I believe he's also back today. He'll be back tomorrow. Dr. Horton, thank you so much for standing by and being with us again today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure, Lilisa. I think this is a wonderful program. I'm happy to be a part of it.
Well, you know what? This is an exciting time. We were talking yesterday to our students. We were talking about entrepreneurship, and I was noticing an article that had been posted in our local newspaper here, the New Jersey Star-Ledger, on Sunday, and it was talking about this big, you know, move with entrepreneurship. And there are so many people that are starting to start their own businesses, accountants, daycare centers, people in the financial planning business. There's so many ways to be an entrepreneur. And so this is, and I talked to my students about it and was asking them, you know, it seems to be that there are a lot of people who don't really know what entrepreneurship is. So that's the sense I'm getting. People know about businesses, they know about companies, but they're not too familiar with this term entrepreneurship or entrepreneur. So I want you to take some time to share with us what you have for us today about entrepreneurship, so that we can get people excited too. This is a move that is really about to sweep this nation like we've never seen before.
You know that you're so right, Lilisa. There is a move. In fact, we're so excited about what's happening. It's because in the context of Black History Month, I believe that within the last several decades, the Black community is rediscovering its legacy of entrepreneurship, and that is so, so exciting. We're so excited about it that I want your listeners to know about a conference that we're holding in October in Virginia Beach on October 18th and 19th, and we also will be coming to New Jersey November 1st and 2nd. And this conference is entitled The Entrepreneurship Revolution. And I'd like for your if your viewers will go to entrepreneurshiprevolution.wordpress.com, they can certainly have an opportunity to register for the conference. But when we think about what's happening, and you talk to about 100 experts on entrepreneurship, you're going to get 100 different definitions. Okay, it's that big a concept. But when we generally speaking, one way we think about entrepreneurship is entrepreneurship really refers to innovation and creativity applied to any human endeavor. Oftentimes, we tend to think about it in the context of self-employment, small business development, and that certainly is a very important aspect. It may very well be the most important aspect. And so that's what we're seeing a lot of people turning to entrepreneurship. But I want your listeners to realize that entrepreneurship really means innovation and creativity applied to any human endeavor. And so one doesn't have to open up a business to be an entrepreneur. One can apply the principles of entrepreneurship to one's own life and, in fact, get excited about the positive changes that will be taking place.
Wow. It's powerful. Now give them the website again where they can go and register for the workshop.
Yes, that's entrepreneurshiprevolution.wordpress.com.
Okay, wonderful. Wow, well, that is certainly exciting. Oh, you know, and you're
yes,
so...
Yes, I am. I'm right there. I'm sharing your excitement. I can feel the excitement through the phone. I can feel the excitement in my bones. It is just so exciting to see this awakening that's happening.
Yes, this is so awesome. And so they can go to this website. They can sign up. They can register for the workshop October 18th and 19th in Virginia Beach. Got the conference speakers already listed. How awesome and amazing is that? And then also coming to New Jersey, that is just amazing. So I'm telling you, I can't wait to get the word out about this. This is big. I'm telling you, I was looking at the students' faces, and I had at least maybe 19 to 20 students. And some of them work in the bank. Some of them work in private companies, one working at the post office. And if any of them are tuned in this morning, I would certainly like to welcome them and thank them for tuning in to the broadcast. I told them about it. I suspect some of them will also be on again tomorrow. I know we don't have as much time for the show today, but you're going to come back tomorrow as well. Also, Francine Humphrey, who's also part of the Entrepreneurship Revolution, along with you. She's also going to come to the broadcast. I got other entrepreneurs coming. This revolution, guess what? It is really taking place. And just to be able to have a show entitled All About Entrepreneurs, you know, my students were getting it by the end of the day. I had them in groups working, talking about what entrepreneurs do. One student said she took the Are You an Entrepreneur assessment and discovered that she was weak in one of the areas. But one of the things my students came away with in terms of just owning a business part of it, that's why I wanted them to tune in to hear your thoughts and your comments and your concepts on is not just about owning a business, but I wanted them to hear, I mean, they were talking about the planning that it takes and why so many entrepreneurs fail sometimes because they don't, you know, take the time to plan their businesses. But
in
I
fact,
love
there's a, there's
go
an
ahead.
Old saying. There's an old saying that if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. It's an old saying, but it's so true. And one of the first things that an entrepreneur must do even before you open up your business, the first thing you need to do is to sit down and write out your business plan. Write out your business plan. What do you plan to accomplish? How do you plan to realize those goals? What are your costs? What's your competition looking like? Most importantly, where do you see yourself within a year, within 5 years? When do you expect to be profitable? These are some of the things that just in a bare outline, these are some things that you have to think through. Oftentimes, you think about writing a business plan to get a loan or what have you. No, the first business plan you write is for you. You need to crystallize what it is that you plan to do and how you plan to do it. What is your business about? Who is your business? Who is your business trying to reach out to? In other words, what's your market? How do you plan to actually market to your customers, be it the consumer or other businesses or the government or whatever? You've got to have a plan. You've got to know what you're going to do, so that you're not spinning your wheels and trying to figure it out on the fly. And so that business plan is absolutely indispensable.
Wow, that is so powerful. And, you know, talking about all these different entrepreneurial endeavors, you know, yes, part of it is starting a business, but you're talking about what's underneath all of this is to push our society to be more dependent on their own abilities and their own skills and what we can do as a company. So this is so, so awesome. And I'm just, you know, a person can't help but to be excited. I know you got to be excited over the top. I'm almost like, can't wait for October to get here now.
Well, you see, let me explain to you why I'm so excited. I'm so excited because I want to be able to teach people to tap into their entrepreneurial instincts.
Mm.
What happens is that every day, we have these random thoughts and ideas. I say, oh, that would be a good idea. Then we shelve it, as opposed to acting on those ideas. Mm. It's almost as if we're getting these signs and signals, and depending upon your belief, perhaps from the cosmos, perhaps from God himself. And yet we ignore these messages we get.
Mm.
How many ideas have we said, one day I'm going to do that, and put it away? And then you turn on the TV, and somebody's got your idea running with it.
Wow.
I was looking at, because I've been home this week with the flu, so I was looking at Steve Harvey yesterday. And a 21-year-old young lady went to the bathroom, and the toilet seat wasn't clean, and she came up with a simple idea of creating this little packet with a tiny little bottle. When you go into a bathroom, you spray the toilet seat sanitizer, and then you have your own little wipe there. And what do you know? Already she's a millionaire.
Oh wow, that's amazing.
Just for something simple. How many
wow.
times have we said
wow.
if we gone to a bathroom? Somebody need to clean this thing.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, of course.
That's not an original idea. And
yes, right.
But then when it came to her, she
we didn't take on. Action. Yeah,
that's right.
We didn't take action. What does an entrepreneur need? What do they have to be when we go over those 6 points? One of them is action oriented.
That's it.
Because I went around the class and I was asking the students, what do you think, what does it take to be an entrepreneur? And it was real interesting how there was a lively discussion. Oh, my God, I never even got to the chapter textbook, actually, but to the very last 20 minutes of the class. But there was a big, lively discussion because what people think it is. One person thought that entrepreneurs certainly are not people who are poor and, you know, don't have any support. And so then, of course, we start naming, of course, all the people like, you know, your Jay-Z's and different ones and Tyler Perry's and different, more and more people. There's so many we can't even name them on this broadcast. But just to get her to see, well, she didn't know who Tyler Perry was. So that was pretty funny. And she probably wouldn't have known who Jay-Z was. But he's in our textbook. So he was the opening article in our business textbook on entrepreneurship.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So like I told my students, when you make it, because I've been teaching this course for 10 years now at two different colleges, and even when I was a student, I took the course in 1990. So when you end up in the business textbook, you made it. In Business 101, those books are taught all over this country. When you end up in that book, you've really made it, but he's definitely made it 10 times over. But he's the opening story in the entrepreneur section.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah,
that
somebody,
is impressive.
Yeah, somebody Carter. I don't even remember his first name, but
Sean.
I was like, who? I didn't know his first. I didn't know his name. Period. But now students all across America, who's using at least the McGraw-Hill textbook, knows of Sean Carter. They know him as more than just a rap artist or someone who made some clothes.
Well, see, that really taps into what I believe is the fact that the black community is rediscovering its legacy of entrepreneurship. Because today, nearly every rap artist or recording artist, along with making records and making money off concerts, nearly everyone has a clothing line or a perfume or cologne line or some other type of line, a line of tennis shoes.
Yes.
And so increasingly the youth of the day are seeing that these stars are becoming entrepreneurs by creating a brand.
Yep. That's what they've done.
And so that certainly is happening, I believe, having a positive influence on the youth of the day in our communities. I think, and that's something that often is not mentioned. You know, there have been a lot of discussions about how rap music or hip hop has not been a positive influence on the community. I think that's one aspect when we start looking at entrepreneurship. That's one aspect that we can say that it has been positive. In fact, for a long time, the word entrepreneur was not even in the everyday American's vocabulary.
It wasn't. And now today,
you hear in a rap song, it's not nothing to hear some rapper say, "I'm an entrepreneur." And the kids know what an entrepreneur is.
As
Jay says, "I'm not in business, man. I'm a business man." Okay.
All right. Well, we're gonna have to stop here, unfortunately, because we were out of time. But guess what? Tomorrow, when you come back, I would like to pick it up right there. You are a business, and talk about entrepreneurship from that standpoint to let people know you are already an entrepreneur. It's up to you now to go and pursue some idea and some innovation. Would that be okay?
That would be wonderful.
I like that. That is so good. And I have three sets of students to talk to today. I'm going to try to get as many of them as I can to tune in, and I know some of them will, because many of them, they are into, especially if we, and I let them know, we're going to be talking about Jay-Z. So I think they're all going to tune in and talking about some of those stars from some popular TV shows like Scandal and others that are popular, also entrepreneurial. So let's talk about that. You are the entrepreneur now, but will you act on your ideas? And you said it, they have ideas every day. Are you acting on them? Can we talk about that tomorrow?
Yes, we will.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. Sorry for the delay this morning. Thank you for those of you on the phone lines. Definitely go back and listen to the archive from today and all this week. We have more entrepreneurs coming up for you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and go out and see what you can take action on in your life. Thank you again, Dr. Horton.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Mm-hmm.